No better statistic reflects the dire economic conditions that are affecting Floridians and the fact that in the past year, the number of those applying for food stamps has increased by 900,000 people. But instead of being bogged down by more applications, those employees with the Department of Children and Families have thrived to the point where their accuracy rates and inputting information have become the best in the nation. And with that comes a bonus of over $7 million that was distributed today to DCF head George Sheldon in Tampa by Jessica Shaheen with the USDA Food and Nutrition Service.
Recognition is one thing, but you earned something altogether more for your state and for the citizens here. And Secretary Sheldon and Don, let's turn this right side up, although it spins the same way either way. Almost $7.2 million earned by the people here and out in the field. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The financial bonus is doubly rewarding for state officials, considering Florida was rated the least accurate nationally just 2 years ago. Over 34 million people across the country now take some form of food stamps, including over 2 million in Florida now. Jessica Shaheen with the USDA is a senior career official directly responsible for the food stamp program nationwide, now called the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Shaheen came to give praise to staffers at the call center of DCF's office in Tampa, the site of one of three call centers in the state that give information and assistance to Floridians.
And a lot of people are new to this program in the last year or so, aren't they? Yes, these are new people who have never walked in our doors before. And you are there to serve them, and you serve them in a way that's dignity and respect and ensures that the amount they are getting is correct. And that is so important for this vulnerable population. So thank you so very much.
George Sheldon is the director of the Florida Department of Children and Families. He said the statistical improvement is worthy of honoring.
A lot of these people would not be getting the kind of nutrition they need. And I think everybody standing around here, every one of these workers understand this. This isn't just some obscure error rate or accuracy rate. This is about getting benefits to people who need those benefits. And I think that's important to recognize. We went from 1.2 million people in this state 2 years ago on food stamps to 2.1 million people. That is an increase of over 900,000 people.
The largest demand for food stamps in Florida reside in counties just south of the Tampa Bay area, with Charlotte, Lee, and Manatee counties showing tremendous increases over the past year. In 2006, Florida's error rate in calculating food stamp benefits was at 8.59%, tied for the worst in the country with Maine. This year, it was at 0.85%. DCF head George Sheldon said that currently, 90% of all food stamp applications now come to the state online.
People can now apply 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But in addition to that, most recently, we rolled out what we call My Account. So not only can people can apply online, but they can check the status of their benefits online. And with the $5.4 million award we got last year, we'll be rolling out not only the ability for people to apply online, but for the people to make transactions online. So they can change their addresses, change information about employment. I mean, those are big deals.
In addition to Tampa, the state hosts call centers in Jacksonville and Miami. Secretary Sheldon says they're designed to handle roughly 80,000 calls a day, but he said last Monday those call centers received over 200,000 calls.
That's remarkable, and we're averaging somewhere in the mid 100s right now, and to be able to provide that the kind of innovation that Jennifer has done, and that Chris is doing with the call centers, and still maintain the accuracy rate is a pretty damn impressive thing.
DCF began redesigning their system regarding food stamps several years ago. Jan Gregory is the Deputy Regional Director for DCF's Suncoast Region. She says in part due to the threat of privatization under former Governor Jeb Bush, the Tampa Call Center was the first in the state to make changes for efficiency that have now become the model for the state.
We track, you can't imagine all the information we track. So we have data like you can't believe in the access area, and so we can drill down on specifically where the problem is, how we can make it better, how we can change it.